Moncrief on News Talk.
If you've been looking for a new hobby, look no further. Scrapbooking or junk journaling, I think that's what the kids are calling it now, is making the rounds once again. More and more people are commemorating the little moments with everything from receipts, scraps, concert tickets, you name it, it's going into a book. As well as remembering some core memories, scrapbooking has a lot of benefits as well, including being a positive outlet for stress relief, enhancing your focus and improving your memory. I'm joined now by author and journalist Aoife Barry and social media influencer James Kavanagh, who are both avid scrapbookers. Hello to the two of you.
Hello.
Oh, Aoife's there. James is just joining us in a little while. Aoife, I want to know, talk to me about this practice of scrapbooking. I hear you were doing it, but you didn't even realise it had a name, so to speak.
Yeah, so like since I was, in my younger, maybe my teens or younger, which is a long time ago, I have to say, I've loved cutting things out of like, you know, magazines, the paper, collecting things, keeping all my concert tickets, all that sort of stuff. I kind of lost touch with it a little bit then when I got very busy working in a newsroom many years ago as well. And you know, over the last few years, I realized I actually really kind of miss hanging on to a lot of stuff. And I went back and was looking through old boxes of things I had, got a couple of photo albums and started, you know, scrapbooking, basically putting stuff in. And it really just kicked off an interest in kind of getting away from that digital world of only putting my digital memories online and realizing I actually had like heaps of things from years ago that really built a picture of my life for me, and that I didn't have to do it for anybody else to look at. You know, if I wanted to, I could share it. But essentially, it was this idea of getting out the glue stick, you know, keeping like menus, tickets, scraps of things, you know, ticket stubs from when I get the train somewhere, all these sort of things. And they just remind me of where I was, what I was doing them. And for me, it's the older I get, the more these things have value for me, which is really nice too. It's nice to reconnect with who you were and realize maybe you're not that different to who you were in your 20s or your 30s or your teens.
We have the lovely James Kavanagh on the line now as well, who is also an avid scrapbooker, I hear. James, what's in your scrapbook?
Everything. And you know what? I've gotten a load of friends hooked on scrapbooking. But before I did, they were kind of like, oh, I don't know what to scrapbook. But like, once you start scrapbooking, the world becomes scrapbookable. Like when I go on holiday, I have museum stamps, I've menus. I love going into restaurants and asking for a copy of the menu if it's one of the kind of daily menus. I have plane tickets, birthday cards, Christmas cards, receipts for things. Anything is scrapbookable once you have good glue.
Yeah, good glue is key, I found, as I've also started doing it again this year. And I put in a little bit of the ribbon from my wedding bouquet and
lovely
little bits from cards. Very cute.
Yeah.
Aoife, you mentioned gig tickets there as well. With so many tickets going online now, I feel like, is that going to change things for people?
Yeah, and I could really see that myself as well, because I was looking through, I was tidying out the house, starting a spring clean, and I found those initial books I had of all the tickets, and I was like, up till about 2016, I had loads of tickets from the concerts that I went to, and then there's this big gap, and now you sometimes get them. I will request them if I can get them, order them to Ticketmaster, but you kind of have to go to that extra effort of like printing something out in order to put that into your scrapbook. So I do think that there are some things that are a little bit harder now in the digital world, but like James was saying, like anything can go into it. Like he was saying, I've got little menus. Sometimes I'll take, like, if you go to a Chinese restaurant and you might have like the scraps from like your straw or something like that, you know, there might be a nice print on something. So it is about like getting value out of things that you see the value in. And if you look at them, will they remind you of that lovely meal you had with friends? Like, life is so transitory. It moves so quickly. And it's really nice to be able to capture it on a page for yourself in a way that maybe only you will kind of get as well.
Oh my God, that's actually getting me in the feels. I can't deal with that. That's so sweet. James, how long would it take you to put a book together, do you reckon?
I have three, and I've been doing them for about 10 years now, and they're really big, thick ones. They're by Paper Chase, and I used to buy them in Arnis. These kind of giant, almost like A2 size ones with a kind of ribbon on the side. So I also say, don't bog down with like rules, like things have to be chronological or happen in an order. I just go scrapbook as I go, and I find it's way more approachable that way. But yeah, one, it depends on the size of your scrapbook, but like I have one that's like, you know, 3 years long, if you like.
And would you have chances to go through it? Like, Aoife, do you sit down and, you know, relive these moments? Or how does that kind of play into the actual putting together of the scrapbook and then going back and kind of reliving all these moments from your life?
Yeah, like as you can tell, I'm a very sentimental person.
Same.
So, I'm such a softy. So I actually really like I was looking, I have one from the end of last year into this year. And I also have like a whole host of notebooks. I have a traveler's company notebook that I keep a load of things in. And I love going back and looking at them and taking photos. Bought a little mini printer so I can print out photos from my phone. So for me, that's like part of the joy is doing what James said of not having any rules and just like doing whatever means something to you. It doesn't have to be Instagrammable or whatever. But as long as it means something for you and kind of hits you in the feels, then I think it's really worth it.
Yeah, if you look
if you're
up
so- asking,
oh,
if
you
you're,
go
sorry,
on.
if you're asking like when do you show them off, I have been known at an after party or whatever whipping out my scrapbook at 4 a.m. and having people in headlocks. You know the way people are like, look at photos of my children. I'm like, look at my scrapbooking.
I'm going to start doing that now, James. My friends have better watch out.
Oh my God, we're all going to start doing it, I think.
I want to see your scrapbooks. Let's meet up and show each other our scrapbooks.
That's so
cool.
Yours
will be way more impressive than mine, but all good. Sounds great.
James, you started as a child. Did you? Why did you start scrapbooking when you were so young?
I remember in primary school, anytime you'd get like a project to do, it was generally centered around a scrapbook. So that's kind of how I kind of got into it. I think it was, I got a project and I was doing it on ancient Egypt. And I was scrapbooking all about Tutankhamun and everything. And I just got really into it. And then it just grew from there. I did one on the Spice Girls.
Talk about range.
I did one on, I remember I was an extra on the Moorbags. I'm flexing here, but
wow.
I used to be on Moorbags when I was a kid regularly. So I used to scrapbook about that. And it just kind of, it's carried through my life. And I find it really therapeutic as well. Like I let it build up because I have an envelope with all my stuff. I lash in as I'm going. And every couple of months, every 2 months, say, I'll sit down at the table, make myself a pot of tea, put on Lyric FM or News Talk, and I will just scrapbook away.
I love it. Aoife, it's a reminder for people to get photos printed as well, because it goes back to that thing of everything's living in our phones, on computers. We don't have the physical media anymore. But this is a good reminder to take the time and go do it. It's so worth it.
Yeah, it really is. And I think like James sounds like he's been doing it for so long. I'm like a baby scrapbooker compared to him. But I definitely think over the last number of years, that whole idea of printing out my photographs is what really, really helped with stuff. That I realized I had all of these images on my Facebook account from my 20s. I had all of these things that were just living on a phone. And if I changed my phone, maybe they wouldn't go across at my Google account or whatever. So I do think making that effort, printing out the photos, I'll often print out ones at my friends and them these days, and I'll like give them to my friends so that they now have photos. And I take photos on film as well. So I love getting photos developed myself. It's like another hobby that I have. So I think like invest in those hobbies that might seem to other people like they don't make sense, but to you, if they've meaning, like it's so nice and it's tactile, it's physical. Like Mark Zuckerberg isn't turning around telling you what to do with it, you know, like that's a big thing for me too. Like Elon Musk has nothing on my photos that I take. So I think that's always a really nice part of it.
Loads of texts coming in from fellow scrapbookers. I kept so many mementos for my first dates with my husband. I gave them all to him in an album on our wedding day and he was so touched. I love that. I made a scrapbook of my J1 summer in 2008 and it has so many memories. I love that. I remember my mother had a very fancy folder with all the restaurant cards that she kept. This is so you, James. You'd love this. It was her prized possession. This was also pre-internet, so it was how she kept track of things.
Oh, love that.
Yeah,
great way to keep the memory ticking over.
Like, you know, if you're reading a magazine or whatever, or if the newspaper and there's recipes in it, like cutting them out and sticking them in so you can kind of like scrapbook your own little cookbook or whatever. It's endless.
So guys, I want to ask you then, I'm sure this is an obvious answer to this question, but would you recommend it? How do we get people on board? How do we get people to join the scrapbooking brigade? Aoife, I'll come to you first.
I think we've got to make scrapbooking cool again. So hopefully this is our pitch for scrapbooking is cool. It's not uncool. You could be any age to do it. You don't have to just do it when you're a kid, you know. So I think like let's just kind of start a new trend. And it's very low pressure, which is always really nice. Relatively low cost as well too to get started.
James, how do we convince the people?
Like who the hell doesn't love stationery as well? You get to go
yes.
stationery shopping. So like Easton's is great on O'Connell Street or wherever, you know, they always have a great selection of stationery. So go get yourself a big Pritt stick, get yourself some Sharpie markers, a big pencil case, get yourself a scrapbook and just get into it. And also it's nice to have something to like physical at the end of it, that you can show people at 5 a.m. at your after party and impress people.
I'm obsessed. I'll see at the afters with my scrapbook. Aoife Barry, journalist and author of Social Capital, James Kavanagh, social media influencer and chief scrapbookers. Thank you so much for joining me today on the show.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.